To account for a large hole in the city of Charlotte's budget, City Manager Ron Carley has recommended raising property taxes. That's one part of a multifaceted solution Carley presented to City Council last night to deal with a budget gap larger than in any single year of the recession. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports even with the increase, Carley says most homeowners would pay less.
The word City Manager Ron Carley used to describe his balanced budget is complicated.
Not only did we look behind every seat cushion, we turned all the furniture in the house upside down several times.
State tax cuts and a county property reappraisal cost the city $30 million it expected to have for its general fund in the upcoming budget. That's about 5%. You could call Carley's strategy to attack that gap death by a thousand cuts. Some relatively painless to somewhat painful.
We have significant expense reductions,
including travel, office supplies, and printing costs.
Service cutbacks.
Street repair and resurfacing. No 311 on holidays or weekends. And cutting almost 100 unfilled city positions.
Fund transfers.
Too complicated to explain.
Fee changes.
Especially increasing planning, zoning, and other business inspection fees, which the city has subsidized since the recession. Also, Carley called for raising water and sewer rates by almost 3% and stormwater fees for the heaviest users.
But at some level, this budget is very much about taxes.
Carley suggests raising the city property tax rate by a little under 2 cents for each $100 in property. That was essentially off the table just a couple months ago, with several council members opposed to any increase. Carley argued it makes sense because property values have fallen after an appraiser redid Mecklenburg County's botched 2011 revaluation.
If values go up, you bring the rate down. Values go down, you bring the rate up.
But the rate would go up further than the lower property values warrant, high enough to replace another fee that homeowners pay, a flat $47 trash fee. Carley wants to eliminate that fee, and he says even with the higher property tax, homes valued under $267,000 would pay the city less overall.
Interestingly, this change in the way that it is structured and proposed would lower the cost on 80% of the single-family homes.
Businesses, on the other hand, would not get their trash fee cut under Carley's proposal, and they would still pay the higher property tax rate, as well as higher fees. Carley says that's because every business in Charlotte already received a tax cut when state lawmakers eliminated a pretty universally reviled business license tax. That's the other $18 million part of the city's budget hole. Now, there's one other side effect, a possibly enjoyable one for city leaders who blame Mecklenburg County for some of their budget woes. The city gets a larger cut of the county's sales taxes, as budget director Kim Eagle explained.
So the higher the property tax rate is for the city, the more sales tax distribution we get. So what that means is if the property tax rate goes up, then to the recommended amount the city manager put forward tonight, then we'll see an additional revenue of about $2.2 million.
That wouldn't kick in until next year's budget, but then it would give Charlotte more fiscal breathing room. Council members didn't stick around to give their thoughts on the property tax increase or the rest of the proposed budget, but they'll start giving Carley official feedback at the next budget meeting Wednesday. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.